around the world. I'm John Batchelor. To Italy. The storms of these last weeks have been also accompanied by extreme heat throughout the Mediterranean basin. The storms, however, caught my attention when my colleague Lorenzo Fiore sent me a small video of a squall, a tempest that struck Milan, raining sideways, bucketing is what the Australians call it. Lorenzo, a very good evening to you. The last time we spoke of the climate in Milan, you were having a successful summer because the extreme heat that strikes the center and south of Italy had passed you by. And then the storm hit. You witnessed it yourself. What was it like? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Well, before coming to the very dramatic situation that I experienced 2 days back at 4:30 a.m., I would like to give a positive news to everybody that the situation in Italy revert to normality. So we have very pleasant temperature across all the peninsula, from the very north to the very south. I mean, we are now living a normal July. Not something that we were experiencing a few days ago with this, let's say, tempest hitting the north of Italy, in particular in Milan, and the very hot temperature in the south up to close to 50 degrees, which is 120 Fahrenheit, unbelievable. What I can tell you is that I was awakened by, let's say, the noise of the thunderstorm at the deep night, and then a strong wind. I wake up and I went upstairs. I have a terrace over my apartment, and believe me, I couldn't see 5 centimeter in front of my nose because the water that was falling down was so thick with the hail sometimes, and fortunately there wasn't so much. But what I can tell you that in this, let's say, 10 minutes, the water that came down was something like 40 millimeters of water. Let's say that there were a lot of damages in the garden, damages on the street. Even the shaft of traffic lights were eradicated from ground. Just to give you an understanding about the strength of the wind. While the south was experiencing a very hot temperature and the start of a lot of fire that fortunately are going to be controlled now by our firemen. They are very clever people.
Yes, we come to the fires because not only did Italy have tempests and heat waves, there were also wildfires, not comparable to the big ones in Greece, but certainly breaking out, especially in a place called Calabria. However, there is a police report that these fires were not from natural causes such as lightning strikes. That's the occasion for what happens here in North America, but arsonists. And there was a video that's available, everyone can see it, of a man suspected of being an arsonist on a motorbike in the midst of trees setting fire to the trees. Why does he do this, Lorenzo? It makes no sense to me.
Makes no sense even to all the Italians. But I can tell you, because yesterday I was attending a TV report on such a case. There was the general of Carabinieri, our military police, talking about what happened in Calabria. Now they're using drones to control the territory according to certain, criteria, which of course are based on different elements, not only intelligence on the territory, but also the characteristic of the territory in terms of favoritism to for those that wants to start a fire. And so the drone pick up this man with a motorbike, throwing in the wood sort of two bombs in order to start fire. What happened is that typically, and now the number of fires in Italy have been diminished quite a lot because some years ago, Italian government decided to issue a special law that doesn't allow to do anything on those territory that have been burned by fire for 50 years. And so the number of fire have been diminished. But unfortunately, the 60% of this fire are deliberate crimes. 40%, unfortunately, are mistaken by men, and only less than 2% are induced by a weather condition like hot temperature. So what I can tell you is that there is still such a strange attitude. And by the way, what I understood, the most of the cases are due to some people older than 60 years old that normally try to burn part of the territory in order to have new grass for the cattle. The other reason why they are doing this is because in certain cases they want to have a sort of revenge against something that they have had, mainly against the public authority. Maybe they got a fine, or maybe they had something that they believe is wrong to them, and so they decided to take such a measure in order to have a sort of revenge against the authorities. It's very strange. We unfortunately still these crazy people, but particularly what is surprising is the age. The average age is normally above 60 years old.
Very good news for Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. She is invited to Washington, not only to Washington to meet with dignitaries and very important people, but also to the Oval Office, but also to sit with Joe Biden. This representing a party that was doubted when it was first elected because it comes from right of center in Italy. Are you surprised that suddenly the White House has reversed itself?
Well, frankly speaking and personally, I'm not surprised. I would like to be agnostic politically wise, but I can tell you that Giorgia Meloni is behaving very well, and she's pretty successful in foreign policy. What she's saying normally as a course of action in the few weeks later, her statement. And I think the way she's, let's say, managing the relationship with the U.S. is also a way that have been perceived by the U.S. authority and by President Biden as a clear demonstration of a very a straightforward strategy, very Atlantic, very supportive in terms of aids to Ukraine. And let's say, in my opinion, the execution of Giorgia Meloni is a demonstration that she is a good prime minister, because she doesn't spend words. She also do what she says. Right. And in my opinion, this increase, let's say, is her standing in terms of reliable political player. And she is also doing a very lot of new initiative, particularly to control the immigration from Africa and try to help countries that are in trouble economically, like the agreement that Europe signed with Tunisia, giving an initial package of financial help to that country. And she did that with the support of the president of the European Commission, Ms. von der Leyen. In my opinion, she's also doing pretty well in the internal policy in Italy. So, frankly speaking, and personally, I'm satisfied for the time being.
Lorenzo Fiore in Milan of the Ansaldo Foundation. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.